Conventions and big events bring in a lot of money. This is one of the fastest growing sectors in the U.S. economy. And the cities that benefit the most have spaces that can host a lot of people. Seattle is not one of them yet, but our relatively small convention center has big expansion plans. Tom Norwalk is CEO of Visit Seattle. He runs marketing and sales for the city's convention and trade center. He says even if you never enter the convention center, you will benefit from more convention business here.
Last year, we did about $330 million of economic impact from the conventions and meetings that were in that center, and that would generate about $24 million in taxes last year in the year of 2014. So it's creating jobs. It's creating, we think, development and a vitality of downtown. But maybe ultimately, it's a tax generator for predominantly visitors that come, spend money for 4 or 5 days, and then leave.
Right now, as I understand it, it's one of the smallest facilities of its kind on the West Coast. And the proposal on the table is to expand the convention center into a close by location. It's actually, I believe, the site of the current bus tunnel station. What would that cost?
Well, that's a great question. That's being worked on right now. I think right now the broader envelope would say it's about a $1.4 billion, give or take, project.
Who would pay for it?
Well, that's probably the best news. There would be certainly some co-development involved, and we've got a team working on that. But it really would be funded by the existing convention center tax that is currently being collected in the city of Seattle. So there's enough in that to bond and generate money to build the new center, which is the ultimate win-win, because it's really not costing any of us necessarily as a resident or the state money to build the center.
You know, it's interesting. There have been a lot of studies of the convention business, publicly funded centers, arenas, things like that. Sometimes they say these investments really don't pay off. Who benefits the most at this point financially from the convention center's current location?
Well, I think if you look at the average spend of a convention, and we do that detail as well, you can look at where that money is generated. I think first and foremost, certainly the hotels and the accommodations, the lodging segment of a convention spend would be number one. But it's closely followed by food and beverage, entertainment, and retail.
And how does that benefit me if I live out in one of the neighborhoods? I don't have a convention. I don't maybe go downtown to hotels because I live here, and I don't go to restaurants. What does this do for me?
Well, I think the tax generation, if we're looking at $24 million a year, that city tax, state tax, a lot of that is used back against city funds to fund police, to fund traffic. So it's a benefit that you would maybe not necessarily outrightly see, but as a resident of the region, it's really probably lessening maybe your tax burden in some degree. So it's invisible to many, and yet it is critical, I think, to our health of a vital downtown, which is really what we have to sell.
When you look ahead into mid-21st century, what would you see as the impact of more convention business for the city of Seattle?
Well, I think the crazy thing about the travel and tourism business is that meetings and conventions are the only segment that will commit and sign contracts out into the future. In fact, we just signed a group for May of 2029. We have no doubt that we can continue to perform well. And we're also continuing to advocate that there's really no better way to do business than face-to-face, and that does not go away.
Tom Norwalk, CEO of Visit Seattle. The group runs marketing and sales for the Seattle Convention and Trade Center.